When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
All right, want to read some ticket texts, want to get to the phones. We got a Tigers game to react to and another one to look forward to. And yes, you should look forward to it. You got the best pitcher on planet Earth, in the galaxy, the universe. I haven't seen the Martians throw anybody better than Tarek Skubal. Deep breaths. We did this show on Monday. It's going to be all right. You have the advantage tonight. Series did not end last night. Tarek Skubal Saturday for the Tigers. Brett in Monroe, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey.
What's up?
So, here's what I have. Holdren or whatever, he's in there dealing, and he pitched, what, one or two innings, and then they pull him? He didn't have anybody get on base, and they pull him, put the next guy in. You know, I just don't – I just wonder what your thoughts on that is, you know? I mean, if you got a guy in there, you let him cook, you know? He's doing good. You know, I didn't think Olsen started out great. And, you know, I just kind of was wondering on your thought. You're talking about
Tyler Holton?
Yeah, Holton should have stayed in. He was in there for two innings, gave up one hit. Didn't want him to see him go to Gunther so quickly.
Yeah. I would have rather left him in. You know, he's cooking, you know. I mean, what's your guys' thought on that?
It's entirely matchup. It's the matchup. Okay. They went with a pinch hitter, yeah. David Fry, who crushes lefties. Holton's a lefty. They brought in someone to crush lefties. Yeah. AJ went with Brisky.
Yeah, he went with the entire theory that he has used to get to this point.
I just kind of think that they went with the same script that they went with yesterday. Or the day before when they played that game, you know, and they kind of knew that they were going to go that same. It kind of scripted out. To me, it seemed that way anyway, you know. But I really wish we would have won that game.
I know.
Because then we'd be looking real pretty.
Well, then you'd set Skubal up. You'd be facing the Yankees. You'd be sitting real pretty. You'd be advancing.
Yeah, Brett, I think everybody listening right now would probably say the same thing. I really wish we won that game.
Understatement. It went Olsen, Holton, Gunther was a lefty in there too, but they took the lefties out for Brisky. I thought it was the right call by AJ to go Brisky against Fry. He had the matchup. Brisky gets up 0-2.
Yeah, but his
Brisky
point
misses
was
the plate.
Going from Holton to Gunther.
Oh, to Gunther, because then Gunther put on the traffic. Okay, all right.
Hey, Holton gave up the Ramirez home run.
Right.
I think you don't want Holton pitching back around again to Fry. The matchup says Brisky.
Yeah.
Brisky lost the battle. I mean, look, he has been fantastic. This is going to happen. Think about yesterday's game, and the only thing I really have a huge problem with is Vest not starting the ninth.
Yep.
And I don't know how Clase pitched. I'm serious, guys, when I mean this. Like, they had a two-run lead. Clase's mental approach might have been a little bit different if it was a one-run lead. Who knows if he gives up the double, and who knows if the Tigers score, you know? But I don't get why Job came back out there. And I am bothered by the fact that Job has yet to strike out a batter in the postseason, and usually you see these young guys with this electric stuff having the edge early on, and I don't want him to be in a leverage situation anymore at this point. Look, if they advance, you're going to have to use him if he's on the roster. I think it's questionable whether he should be on the roster.
if he's not going to get big swing and miss, he's really no different than Mize or Montero. And then it's okay, yeah, pick your poison. Who do you want on this roster? Him coming in the eighth inning, trailing one, I didn't have an issue. Him coming back out for the ninth in a one-run game kind of felt like AJ was treating it like they were down three or four runs. It's a one-run game. You need to keep it within run, one run. Kwan is due up, which means there's a chance you could see the top of the order.
Right.
I would put Vest in. I try to keep it a one-run game. You have an off day the very next day. I think AJ, that's the mistake he made, was not using Vest to start
and
the ninth inning.
What about this, though, too, and not using Jobe and using Foley? He hasn't pitched this series, so obviously, to me, I don't know how you go to an unproven rookie over Jason Foley, who's proven it this year, despite I'm kind of uncomfortable when he comes in. But think about it. Who's the better choice?
Well, so it goes back to some of the argument we had before we knew that Reese Olson was going to start yesterday. There were some, looking at Jim Costa, who wanted to see Jackson Jobe start the game.
On Wednesday, yeah.
And that's where I keep going to matchups. I don't want to put Jackson Jobe in that position to have to face the heart, the best hitters that Cleveland has.
But the thing is, he's a starter. He's not a reliever. I mean, well, that's a...
He will eventually be a starter for this playoff team on this club. He is a reliever right now.
Right.
He won't pitch more than an inning or so.
You brought him up. He started in the minors. He didn't relieve.
Correct. Yes.
Maybe there's some dynamic with that.
Again, I wanted him to start the other day. I didn't want him to pitch 2-3 innings. It was, hey, get in, settle in, get a few outs. He did settle in. He got through the eighth inning, right? I didn't love the idea of bringing him back for the ninth inning.
Not when you have Vest ready to go.
Yeah. The Tigers used a bunch of relievers. Five different pitchers gave up an earned run yesterday. So, I mean,
wasn't like anybody got smoked.
You can single out one guy if you like. Collectively, they missed a few chances. A few things got them. Like, early in the game, bases loaded, nobody out. They only score one run. Sac fly, and then Torkelson gets doubled off second base just to sleep at the wheel. I mean, that's as big as any decision. Bo Brisky giving up the go-ahead run, home run to David Fry. When he had the right matchup, when he had the right at, he had him down 0-2. That, to me, is as big as anything. There were little things. Like, Vest in and of itself doesn't lose you the game. You're already trailing at the time.
Right.
But it's a little thing that adds up. So I would give a slice of pie to AJ for not using Vest, but I think there's a slice for Torkelson. There's a slice for Brisky. There's plenty of blame pie to go around yesterday.
Yeah, and I mean, so Vest threw 7 pitches, 5 strikes. If he faces the entirety of that inning, what does he throw? 11?
Sure.
Maybe 12 pitches? And you have a day rest, so he should be full go on Saturday.
Yeah,
that's the argument for why didn't you go to Vest? Because you're not going to burn his arm.
We can play what AJ said, and again, he treated it as the difference in leading versus trailing. If they were up a run, I think he would have gone with Vest. Because they were trailing, he went with Jobe for another inning to start. The problem to me is you weren't down 3 or 4 runs. It's one run. You kind of have to treat it like it's tied or that you're winning even because you can't allow any more bleeding. Here's what Hinch had to say. Let's get to Ron in Commerce. Ron, you're on 97.1.
Morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, I agree with this Jackson Jobe thing. I mean, the kid's got 3 innings under his belt in the major leagues. I thought when they used him in Houston, it was a mistake. He failed. And I thought that was it for Jobe in a high leverage situation. I'm surprised they brought him back and didn't use somebody like Foley, who's been doing it all year. But the fact they got one inning out of him, great. You've got to go to Vest tonight. You can't let him pitch to Kwan, especially after he gave up a hit before that. You just can't do it. That was a huge mistake. And the other mistake was back in the third inning. They have bases loaded, nobody out. Bibby couldn't find the plate. He couldn't come close to the plate on McKinstry. And the next two guys swing at the first pitch. They get 3 outs in 2 pitches. I mean, that was huge, huge mistake.
It was painful. It was, I believe, the second inning. But, yeah, it's exactly what you're talking about. You got bases loaded, no outs, and you bailed out a pitcher who could have had one of those blow-up innings.
Yeah.
And in this series, what does 2-3 runs mean early? It means everything. And you're right. It's McKinstry, sack fly, and then it's Rogers, who hit a rocket up the middle of the infield, and it's Torque gets doubled off second base. I mean, you cannot state just how detrimental that was early in the game. And they would finish 1 of 11 with runners in scoring position.
And that's the thing is, you did have pressure on Cleveland. You just never followed through. And it was the one time where, and they've stranded runners before, a large number of runners. This has been an opportunistic team. That's why you need to continue, if it's Boyd, no matter who it is, you got to have pressure on them early. You've got to be on the attack on Saturday.
Ticket Texter says, do you guys think AJ was thinking about saving Vest for the 10th, hoping that they would tie it and he would use him then, Justin Madison Heights? I would hope AJ's not that stupid, because you can't play for the 10th inning.
No.
You have to play for the inning that's in front of you. You worry about the 10th when you get there first.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that could happen tomorrow situationally is do you use Holton literally for one batter? You trust him at this point? Do you trust his season over? Because his postseason has not been all that great. Listen to this number, okay? They've given up 15 earned runs in the postseason. 12 of the earned runs have been allowed by these four pitchers. Holton, Jobe, Madden, and Olson. That's pretty damning, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a deep sigh right there.
And Madden is garbage time.
Yes.
You know, the two runs. The sixth and seventh runs on game one. I mean, that says right there, you don't use Holton Jobe tomorrow.
I don't think any of those guys will be pitched on Saturday, right?
No.
Saturday will be Scooble for six, seven, hopefully as many as he can possibly go, and then
Vest and Brisky.
No, you get late in the game. The decision's going to be something like this. You bring in Holton, and they got Brennan stuck in the game.
Right.
And I think you do. But it's like one batter. It's lefties only.
Well, you have
the
three batter minimum.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Unless it's to end an inning. You get two outs and you make the bold decision. If he gets the out, then we can yank him. Here's the other big thing. I think AJ screwed up with the Vest deal. I still think he got the better manager going into game five, don't you? So you're going to tell me I get the better pitcher who's going to throw the predominant amount of innings in the game. He's going to throw more innings than anybody else in this game. I get him, and I get the manager, who I still think is the better manager. I get the team that's been hotter for the last 2 months. We can complain about last night. I think some of that is healthy. You vent about it, the missed opportunities. We'll take those phone calls. But I don't want to miss sight of this or lose sight of this. I still think they're winning the series. They're favored. They're going to win this deal, right?
I believe so.
Okay. I just think that needs to be said today. 248-539-9797. We got a bunch of ticket texts, phone calls, and more. It's 97.1.
Hey, Planet Fitness is the home of the judgment-free zone. They got the Planet Fitness 30-minute workout. If you've only got 30 minutes to get in there, if you want more, they've got the Black Card membership, and it includes access to 2,500 locations worldwide. So if you're a traveler, you want to have access to gyms, you got it. It's also unlimited guest privileges, so you don't want to work out alone. You could take someone with you. They want you to build an active, happy lifestyle, and you could do it right now for a lot less. They got the Strong Choice sale because it has been extended. Now you can put just $1 down, $15 a month, and you can cancel at any time. And they are constantly upgrading all of their facilities. In Detroit, Brighton has a new cardio and revamped strength layout. Southgate has a new Matrix 360. Ann Arbor, new equipment. Everywhere you go, they're trying to the best they can to keep it clean and give you brand new equipment. If you want to find out more, go to planetfitness.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. I tell you, that did wake up the crowd. There were some lulls yesterday. McKinstry matching Jose Ramirez, as we all predicted, each hitting home runs early in that baseball game. Tigers lose. Now we got game five in Cleveland. Ticket text to get to, phone calls as well, 248-539-9797. We'll work the Lions in as the hour rolls. Ticket texter says, it amazes me how quickly fans have turned on this team. We aren't even supposed to be here. It's awesome to see Comerica rocking again. First of all, no one's turning on this team.
No, there's angst. I mean, we had one caller said, I really wish we won that game. Well, hell yeah. I mean, that's the understatement.
But are you surprised that the day after a loss, people have called in and texted into sports radio with some gripes? I mean, are you new here? No one's quit or turn their back on this team. The season will be a success no matter what happens from here on out. They're playing with house money, but you're here and losing sucks.
Yeah.
I'll give you another obvious statement. Losing sucks.
Yeah. And the other obvious statement is I would rather have, I mean, going into game five, I would rather know that Tarik Skubal is on full rest, that we are going to war with him versus anyone else.
You could have Cy Young himself on the mound. You can't win games if you can't consistently score runs. Last night was our chance. We blew it. Our season is done. Okay, maybe some people are turning their back on the team. 1-for-11 runners in scoring position. I will say they squandered the chance, but the series isn't over. Season's not done. Ticket texter says, Hinch doubled down on Job. He never should have got to pitch that ninth inning or to pitch to Kwan. That was terrible.
I agree. I thought that.
Like, look, I'm not going to call AJ a bozo. He's done a great job. He's built up cachet, but like that was the wrong decision.
But he's pulled all the same strings that he's pulled to get to this point. They just didn't work out yesterday. You can't sit there and say, "How about subbing in Wenciel Perez?"
Yeah, great call for Torkelson. He gets the bloop. Yeah. Scores the go-ahead run.
All right, so now all of you're thinking, oh, the magic, the voodoo, it's all there.
Everything he touches turns to gold. And Brisky was the right matchup. He just got burned.
Yeah.
Left the pitch over the heart of the plate.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but this is baseball, right? That does happen?
It does happen, John.
But does it happen twice in a row? Does it happen when you have Tarik Skubal on the mound? It can. I'm not going to sit here and say there's a foolproof plan to win this game, but I like the odds with Skubal on the mound.
Right. Ticket texter says another thing that bothered them. The homer that Holton gave up to Ramirez, it's like he served it up to him. So it's two outs. Ramirez is batting from the right side where he's better. You don't want to give him anything to hit there. You're not going to intentionally walk him, but you don't want to give him something to hit. The first pitch was way off the plate.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think he felt like he had to try to get something over the plate because he didn't want to fall down 2-0. The problem is he threw him a cookie, change up over the heart of the plate, and Jose Ramirez said,
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was served up. I didn't. That's another one of those plays that add up in a one-run game.
Well, I mean, again, A.J. Hinch pulled all the same strengths. He used, what was it, six different pitchers yesterday, which that formula has worked at a very high percentage to this point. He used, what, one, two, three, four different pitch hitters throughout the course of the game. And when he put in Wenziel Perez, it instantly worked.
I just thought Holton should have been way more careful, especially with Ramirez. I wonder.
But that's not Hinch.
Right. Yeah. No, nothing ever should have been inside. It should have been the, what, last 20% of the outside of the plate. Every pitch should have been there. And if he walks him, he walks him. It's the unintentional walk, you know, where you're super careful with somebody. I said it yesterday. He was my concern. No. He's a great baseball player, and he was due to have a game, and you can't give somebody, let him get a double. You can't let him get a home run in a game like that. And I thought the one thing about both Holton and Brisky missed on, and Brisky's count was 0-2.
Yes.
I you can't do that. And I wonder if these guys, I wonder if the environment affected them.
What do you mean?
I wonder if they're trying to overperform in front of the home crowd.
Mm.
I'm reaching.
That feels a little
but
reaching.
They've never done it. You know, it's the pressure.
I will say, I thought the crowd, clearly more people than the day before, better crowd. You had some of it's a night game, the backdrop, but I'll tell you, the crowd waned. I mean, there were lulls as the highs were higher, but those lulls, I mean, it felt like ominous.
You felt like they had it when they went up 3-2.
Oh, 3-2. Yeah, I'm going to walk into the Red Wing game feeling good.
And sometimes, like John said at the beginning of the show, sometimes the other team's just better. David Fry had a very good beginning of the season this year, and it kind of fallen off. But, you know, and Volk took some chances last night. He put Class A back in. And the TV announcers, I had Dan and Andy on some, too, and I heard them. They were blown away. And you said the press box was blown away that he did it. You know, it worked.
It did work. We have a ticket text, and I don't say this lightly. We get a lot of smart, intelligent ticket text. This might be one of the dumbest we've ever been sent.
Oh, let me hear it.
The ticket text reads, I think it's very dumb to pitch Tarek Skubal in game 5. We should save him in case we win for game 1 of the ALCS and throw the bullpen for game 5.
Huh.
Again, I don't like calling our listeners stupid.
Did they put their name on that one?
This is shockingly unnamed.
Unnamed? Unnamed texter?
They should save Skubal for the next round, even though they
might not get there.
Might not get there.
I'm kind of speechless on that one. I don't.
Yeah, can't say anything nice. Don't say anything at all. All right. Let's Bill in Grosse Pointe. You're next up. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, what's up?
Eighth inning, bottom of the eighth, Riley leads off with a single. Mm-hmm. Next batter hits a deep fly ball to right field. Riley went halfway, you know, what you're always taught to, but that should have been a clear read to tag. We've been aggressive on the base pass all season. He gets the second by tagging. Perez gets another single his next time up. We would either add first and third, one out,
or he scores.
Yes, it was a shallow single to left, but first and third with one out is a lot better than first and second with one out. So it's just, you know, just a missed opportunity there.
Yeah, but I would say it's pretty rare that a guy tags from first to second, right?
But it was deep. It was deep, you know, and if you read it properly, he's probably standing on second. And then just back to the Ramirez thing real quick, and you can comment then, is Ramirez need to hit Holton's pitch. You had a lefty coming up after Ramirez. You would still have the matchup.
Yep.
You know, Ramirez was in from his right side, his strong point.
Yep.
You got to make him hit your pitch.
I agree with you totally. Like, Bill, you brought up a couple things. We've been doing this. The little things that add up. Pitcher who misses his spot, a reliever who's got the edge and misses his spot, a tag up here, a base running blunder by Torkelson early. All the little stuff killed him in a game they could have ended the series.
But when you get into the ALDS, your margin for error is very small. You, if you're lucky enough to make it to the ALCS, that margin for error is going to be a little bit even smaller. And so you've got to take advantage of all those little things, but you can't cost yourself either.
Theory, that ticket text was actually sent in by Stephen Vogt. Don't pitch Scooble Game 5, save him for the ALCS, yeah. Signed Guardians manager.
Yeah.
Updates on both Tiger injuries coming up next, and we'll mix in the Lions. Big game this weekend. It's 97-1. I thought that was the biggest moment of the game. Dan Dickerson's call. Bo Brisky had him 0-2, had the matchup, righty on righty, AJ using the right reliever in the right spot, and Brisky gave him something he could do damage with. Flipped a 3-2 lead to a 4-3 deficit. Tigers would lose 5-4. Wasn't the only reason they lost. We can highlight all of them, the little moments that add up to a loss, a missed opportunity. But when we did this yesterday, this show, we said we think the Tigers are winning this series.
Mm-hmm.
And despite the fact that they lost last night, John, as we wake up today,
I still think they're winning the series.
Series isn't over. They didn't lose it last night, and they'll send Tarik Skubal to the mound on Saturday. The concerns are, will this team support him? They've only been shut out in one game. The offense isn't good, but they don't need to be very good. They just need to give Skubal like a run or two, and he's going to lay it all out there. You got the best pitcher on planet Earth.
Yeah, and AJ was doing AJ things yesterday. Now, we disagree with not putting Invest in to start the ninth.
Yeah.
And going with Joe for another inning.
Yeah.
But he did everything he normally does with pinch hitters, with six pitchers going to the mound, and it just didn't work in their favor yesterday.
I mean, he saved Vest to try to win the game, is what he did, that they would get the lead and then he would pitch the ninth. Their manager decided to use their closer, the best in baseball. I think Volk managed a little more desperate, little bit more like their season was on the line than Hinch, which it
was.
Theoretically, it was, but I don't think AJ cost them the game last night. I think the thing that cost them the game was the bottom of the second inning.
With the bases loaded, nobody out.
There was an opportunity there to post 3-4 runs very easily, I thought.
And bury them.
Before they get to their bullpen.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's Torkelson getting doubled off, and it's Brisky giving up the two-run home run. AJ, we can talk about his mistake. I do think it's a mistake. But for the most part, John, you are right. This is the way AJ has done things. Texter says, we're doing the thing to AJ we did to Campbell. Let the guy do what he's done to get here. We'll live and die by it. So be it. Comparing it to the 4th-and-2.
Yeah.
Ticket Texter says, the thing that scares me, Skubal got 0 run support in game 2. He can dominate, but the guy's got a hit. Too many strikeouts in big situations. Tigers, 1 of 11 runners in scoring position yesterday. And I think they were like 1 of 7 in Skubal's last start, the one being Carey Carpenter. Will Carpenter play? It's a question in everybody's mind. Here's the update on the two Tigers that are injured after yesterday. From Chris McCoskey of the Detroit News. Tigers have 2 injury worries. No real update on Carpenter. It is a hamstring injury. They will get tests on it and make a decision from there.
Mm-hmm.
The other injury we haven't even mentioned, Jake Rogers. He got pinch hit for late in the game. I assumed it's because Molloy was more likely to get draw a walk, get on base, get to the top of the order. Apparently, he's dealing with a left wrist and forearm injury. It was wrapped after the game. He went into the x-ray room for imaging. We do not have details until Friday, so later today. The Rogers deal is a big deal because he's caught every Skubal start. He's worked this entire bullpen, and the alternative is Dylan Dingler, who's a rookie.
Right. Yeah. So insert another young, inexperienced player that is going to be catching Tarik Skubal. How much does that affect Skubal? I don't know.
In a game where the margins are thin, I don't love it. In fact, I actually think, and this sounds maybe stupid, the Rogers injury is more of a concern because that is a guy who's got to manage the pitching staff.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty robust pitching staff.
Well, it's like your center quarterback combination. And we talked about it with Frank being out.
Yeah.
But the beautiful thing, and when we talked to Dan, was you got Glasgow, who is experienced, to go in there against Seattle. Now you get Frank back. Yeah. Everything seems to be good. But if you've got to make that change, now a lot of the pitches are going to be coming from the dugout anyway. But it's framing the pitches. He's
great at that.
Yeah. And it's
stopping the run game.
It's the guy that's in the fight.
Yeah, and obviously Carpenter, we'll see what Cleveland does. If it's Boyd, Carpenter wouldn't start anyway. You'd get Justin Henry Molloy. So it'd really only be one, and I know one Carpenter at bat can be a big deal, but it would really only be one Carpenter at bat that you'd be missing. Right. Rogers is nine innings in the fight, managing everything. Couple ticket texts. This one says, no one is talking about how he had the bases loaded with no outs, and he sent Sweeney and Rogers up there swinging. You guys, they needed to work the counts better. McKinstry came up, swung right away. They got the sack fly. They scored the one run. It was important at the time. Rogers smoked a ball up the middle, so I think he liked the pitch he saw. The problem is Spencer Torkelson was on another planet at the time and got doubled off. If Tork doesn't get doubled off, he's still got runners in scoring position, and another top of the order's coming up.
Yeah,
you know, and the Rogers thing is just this game equals out. That's the Vierling play for them from Vierling from game three. You know, Vierling's catch was better, but when you hit a ball right at somebody really hard and they catch it, it's just sometimes the thing's not rolling your way. I want to throw something at you guys here that I've just kind of came across about game five tomorrow.
Okay.
It's supposed to start raining here about 8 o'clock tomorrow night, 7:30, 8 o'clock.
So it'll make its way.
And it's going to go to Cleveland. And right now the forecast says it should start raining in Cleveland at 11 o'clock.
Which means they should get the game in. But your concern of why you're bringing this up is could it chase Scooble out of the game if it arrives early?
Well, that's so close to the margin of error in terms of this far away with a weather forecast that it speeds up an hour or two. And I got to say this right now. Major League Baseball needs to consider moving this back to the original time they had it scheduled, which was 4:30.
To avoid any of the rain.
To avoid weather.
It's too important of a game, and clearly, we feel this way because it's our starter, but any team should have the right to have their starter throw as many innings as the team wants them to throw in a big game.
If this game gets delayed tomorrow night, it will become more clear tomorrow because the radar, you'll have to see where the rain's at and the timing will be a little bit more evident. Like, I'm talking about a day of move up. Like,
well, even if they moved it up to 6:30,
six
or 6:30 instead of 8:08, which is the current scheduled time for Saturday night's game five.
It's 8:08 because it's the only game and they want it in prime time.
Of course.
To go up against Oregon and Ohio State.
You know what they don't want, though? But what you don't want is, we'll join you after this rain delay. So consider that, TV executives. Do you really want a rain delay during your primetime game?
If Tarek Skubal is in the game and gets pulled because of a rain delay, I won't be here on Monday.
Oh my God.
That Detroit controversy, I can't deal with. I've done this too long. So and then the Lions get screwed in Dallas again.
So if you're keeping score, rain, a couple key injuries, I still think they're winning this game, but we want to check in with you guys. 248-539-9797. Ticket Texter says, Costa, if we had Matt Chapman instead of Vierling hitting third, don't you think the series is already over? Okay, that's bait. That's bait. You're trying to get me in trouble today. I'm not going to take that bait today. Ticket Texter says, was at the Red Wing game last night. As a season ticket holder, I was embarrassed and let down with how little fight they had. Husso was terrible, should never see the pipes again. Lalone needs to talk about grit. They need guys to step up, including Dylan Larkin. That signed Matt, a season ticket holder. John, let me tell you about the saddest convoy of fans who left the Tigers game. I was in this convoy. Just an awful, heartbreaking, tight loss and a clincher. And we're all sad, caravanning our way into Little Caesars Arena, where the score at the time was 4-1, Wings trailing, and Husso had been chased. I go, this is just a lousy, miserable night.
Did you sit down next to your wife and she said, we should just go home?
Did you consider just not going and telling her to take an Uber home, too?
Oh, God. Here's the deal, Kels. Got an early morning.
Oh,
no.
Wouldn't put it past you.
No, that didn't happen. But yeah, this ticket text is noted. And I think even Larkin talked about after the game. That was a poor effort from them.
Hard to start the season off like that.
Yeah, not fun, John. Not fun. Although plenty of the fans tried to make the double dip, and it was a painful double dip for Detroit sports.
Just a difficult night.
Yeah. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to take more of your phone calls, your mood going into Saturday. You know what's at stake. You know who you've got on the mound. 248-539-9797. If you got some gripes, what went wrong last night, we'll, of course, take those phone calls. And I promise we talk Lions football. Damn it, it's a football Friday. We'll get to it next. It's 97.1.
Last fall, we put a new roof on the house. We used Rapid Roofing. Mike Beattie and his team showed up, and it was a great estimate. It was a very professional job that they did from start to finish, from showing up, letting us know what was going to happen, and then following through on it with showing up in one day, old roof ripped off, new one put on, repairs made, and then cleaned up and gone in one day. They can do most roofs in one single day. And I know my house is protected. I know my family's protected. And we're thinking about moving. It adds great value to the sale of our house. So if you want the same service, you want to add the same value to your house, call Rapid Roofing, 888-360-ROOF. That's 888-360-ROOF. And you can find more information on the web at rapidroofing.com.
You got to be careful with Jose Ramirez. If you walk him, you walk him. You can't leave it over the heart of the plate. Dan Dickerson's call. Tigers lost 5-4. I think we need to work the Lions in here, too. So if you're calling in about the Tigers, don't worry. We'll take those phone calls. We got a big game five. Got a lot to react to from last night. All the little things that you can complain about and the mood for game five. John, it's Friday. The Lions are off the bye. They're playing this weekend, and they're not playing just anybody. They're playing one of the games we circled when the schedule came out.
Oh, yeah, Dallas Cowboys.
A revenge game. Maybe the revenge game on the schedule. Now, you shake your head.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Your confidence level they win this game, pretty high? Off a bye week, knowing, hey, Dallas doesn't seem right. You can run on them. Detroit's going to be well-rested. Frank Ragnow back. Like, I feel really good about the Lions this weekend.
Yeah, I do. I feel good about it. And the fact that it's not just Frank being back. It's all tools at disposal for Dan Campbell. 53 guys that are on the roster are available. And now you get a chance to sit there and pick and choose who you want up, who you want down, who's going to help you win this game. And they've had 2 weeks to sit there and work on – the coaching staff, 2 weeks to sit there and continue to work on a game plan for this one game.
I feel like this sets up the Lions' chance to go on a little bit of a run out of the bye. It's not an easy stretch. It's 4 of 5 games on the road, but it's a chance to lick your wounds, you know, in terms of injuries. Still a 3-1 football team. But really get things clicking both sides of the ball. Because they played, I still don't feel like they played their best football at 3-1. They're coming off their best offensive day of the season, but it's just starting to get going. They're coming off their worst defensive game of the season, but it had looked good. They haven't played the most complete football game of their season yet. And I feel like with the bye week, it gives them a chance to take a deep breath and charge into this next stretch of games and pick up some notable wins. And I do think this Dallas game means more than just a regular game for the fans. And I won't be surprised if the players have a little bit of that revenge on their mind too.
Sure, they were wronged. And whether or not they ever want to admit it, some of them have. You know, there was a mistake made. And I think they've all said, you know, we don't think it was intentional.
No, I don't think it was
a mistake.
Yeah.
But they've got two games here that are NFC. One of them is NFC North, both on the road, at Dallas, at Minnesota. So if you want to come charging out of the gates, out of a bye, healthy as you're going to be for the rest of the season, these are two games that you got to have, especially knowing that Minnesota, who's on a bye,
it's ready.
Is going to be ready for you.
5-0.
And they're 5-0. I'm not going to say you've got to absolutely have this game, but it is a tone setter.
Do you feel better about the Lions or the Tigers this weekend?
Oh, the Lions. And I know Scooble's going to the mound. I know all that stuff. Right. And I am confident that they win. But I feel much better about Detroit going to Dallas and getting a win because of some of the things you've already mentioned. Dallas has struggled to stop the run. Their, you know, studs up front, one, DeMarcus Lawrence, is on IR. He won't be playing. And you also have a guy in Micah Parsons that is questionable and as of yesterday was yet to hit the practice field.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think they'll both win this weekend, but the team that I feel even better about is the Lions because they're the better team of the two.
Well,
right? I mean, like on its most simple, like the opponent matters, but the Lions are a better team than the Tigers are.
The level of talent.
Yes.
The level of experience. I mean, yes, they are a much better team. They don't have the equivalent of a Cy Young Award winner. They don't have an MVP, maybe a defensive MVP in Aiden Hutchinson, but he's got to be able to show that he can not just get sacks against, you know, high school defensive tackles. He actually has to do it against starters.
Tarik Skubal is one of the best in all of baseball.
Which he will.
Yes. Skubal is the best pitcher in baseball, but the Lions have a lot of guys who are arguably the best at their position. They have multiple Tarik Skubals.
Yeah.
They are the team I feel better about between the two. We could ask you guys that too. This is a bold idea. We're going to try to talk football on a Friday. 248-539-9797. You guys
are,
In October. You guys are welcome to jump in and talk about a 3-1 Super Bowl caliber football team facing the Dallas Cowboys in a big national TV window at 4 o'clock on Sunday. We'll throw the number out. We want your reactions. And yeah, you can answer that question between the two, Tigers or Lions. Which one do you believe in more this weekend? It's 97.1.